Let's start at the top of the ticket. The Arkansas poll confirms what we've been seeing for some time, that Republican candidate Donald Trump is very likely to win Arkansas. 59% of respondents say they support him. Seems like a pretty hefty majority.
It is. I don't think there are any surprises in the top of the ticket election races we tested this year. Arkansas has long been Republican at the top of the ticket, with the Clinton exception in the 1990s. And while I think there were some folks who thought that maybe Hillary Clinton's connection here might offer renewed hope for the Democratic nominee, that simply did not come to pass. It looks like we'll see at least a 20-point margin of victory for the Republican in Arkansas this year.
And the other big race in Arkansas is for U.S. Senate. Here we have Republican incumbent John Bozeman, who, despite a low approval rating, appears to be locked into a path to victory over his challenger, Connor Eldridge.
Yeah, I think just like most candidates affiliated with the Beltway inside Washington, D.C. situation right now, his approval ratings are suffering. But the reality is that most Arkansans appear ready to send him back. We're more comfortable than ever with the Republican label at this point in Arkansas's political history than we have been at any time since Reconstruction. And so it looks like he also will be soundly reelected.
And you also continued, as you have in years past, polling on several issues. One of the biggest ones this year in our election in Arkansas is about medical marijuana. You polled specifically on the various ballot issues. Of course, only one of them, issue 6, is going to be counted this year, or is likely to be. Your poll shows a slight majority of respondents favoring issue 6, but it's still pretty close. Could you parse that out a little bit?
The first thing I'll say about it is we got lucky. We were in the field with both Measure 6 and Measure 7, meaning we were still interviewing and just wrapping up right when the Supreme Court, even after early voting started, knocked Measure 7 off the ballot or made it no longer eligible for counting the votes that were cast for or against. But in any case, we were able to run the experiment we had on that, which is in one situation we explained Measure 7 as including the grow your own provision. And in another, for another half the sample, we randomly assigned people such that they did not hear the grow your own provision. And what we were doing there in part was just trying to see how much of a difference that particular distinction made. And it did look like including the grow your own provision caused a slight decline in support for Measure 7. With Measure 6, since we were left with that, it looks like, just as we saw the last time this was on the ballot, it's a coin toss. The results are, when you get it down to very likely voters and you take out the don't know refuse, it's down to 51-49, which is within the margin of error and therefore too close to call.
You polled people's attitudes towards same-sex marriages, and we've completed a year where same-sex marriage is legal across the country. It appears that a few more people than last year favor same-sex marriage in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you compare 2015 to 2016, which are the 2 years for which we have pretty much the same wording, it's just a slight uptick, but it's outside the margin of error in terms of support for what is now, of course, the law of the land. But you can really see movement. It's modest movement, but slow movement toward Arkansas beginning to accept some of the same values that the majority of the nation has had for a longer period of time. Younger people, I suspect, are the ones who are driving that subtle shift.
Well, Jeanine Perry of the University of Arkansas, thank you for joining me.
Oh, of course. It was my pleasure.